You're listening to Drake in the Morning
with Danny, Wes, and Sid
on 98.1 The Max. You're listening to Drake in the Morning on 98.1 The Max.
February 24, 2016, day 55 of this year. The rain has been pouring down around here for hours on end now and hasn't, there's no end in sight really. As it kind of cycles into what might be a messy morning, likely not in the metro, but north of here, there's a mention of some icy stuff maybe. It was kind of sleet-like when I first went outside about 5, but it's it just seems to be rain and it's not as hard as it was, but it has rained steadily for hours since yesterday, and I guess it will keep on for a bit today. And then finally tomorrow should be decent and highs getting warmer again and less rain. But good Lord, it is, it's just poured down rain, and it's watering all of your grass and stuff in advance of spring because things are already trying to bloom. Everybody's very confused in the world of nature, and so this rain helps, I guess, but can we stop now? Enough of the rain. You just quit it. This morning on the program with Danny Bruns, Wes Chihola, Sid Neighbors, and me, Jim Holt, our friend from Memphis in May, the CEO and president of that organization, will join us to lay out the Beale Street Music Festival lineup, which is pretty impressive and very diverse. Something for everybody this year, and Jim will be by this morning to explain. Excuse me. That. And the brand new 901 Fest, which is kind of the capper of the month in place of the Sunset Symphony. So we'll look forward to seeing Mr. Holt as we do every year, and he will be by to run down the issues that are coming up or the events coming up in May, which is actually in April this year because of how it all falls. It's April 29, 30, and May 1st. So that begins the program today. Then Shay Flynn will join us. I'm sure we can rehash the events of last night, which, you know, once you turn this stuff on, it's just kind of hard to turn off. First, there was the town hall meeting with Bernie Sanders and Ms. Clinton. This time, they went separately for an hour apiece by themselves, and it was a lot more easy to understand and for them to make their points, and there was no hooting and hollering as if you were at a, you know, some kind of a concert. But Bernie was on first with his usual message. And then Ms. Clinton was on with her message. And she, if anything that she is not or is, she certainly is polished. She answered every question, no matter how difficult, didn't evade or avoid anything. And it was, it's pretty impressive to watch her already acting presidential. Although she's already been the president for 8 years. So, you know, she's gotten her licks in and been around this whole thing for so long that she knows how the game is played, and she plays it very well. She was wearing some kind of a long tunic with pants that didn't match. It was a long blue thing, like a smock, like a tutu, over some green pants.
It's her Taylor Swift look.
I guess. She's never been a real fashion icon, has she?
No, Jackie O.
No, she's not. And then there was the caucus in Nevada, which Mr. Trump won handily. Now, this went on around here till 11 o'clock, because Las Vegas is on, I guess, West Coast time, 2 hours behind us. So I got sucked into that, too, and watched as the returns came in. And now there's discussion this morning that the entire thing was chaotic, that it is inaccurate. There was double voting and, I guess, voting by dead people, which we're used to around here, but not really out there. This caucus, I think what, you know, what I learned the most about this last night is that a caucus is nothing more than a paper ballot. It's like it was done in the old days. They give you some paper and you make your mark on it and give it back to them and they count it as opposed to going into a booth with a machine. And the lines were incredibly long. People waited for 2 hours to cast their ballot, and this went on for a long time. And it also seems odd to me that the officials, those at the tables who were sitting there doing work, were wearing Trump T-shirts and other candidates' swag. Doesn't that seem odd? Yeah,
that's not supposed to happen.
I thought this is very strange to have this old dude sitting here with his Trump T-shirt on as he's counting the ballots.
They don't even like people to come in and vote. Now, caucus is different, I guess, because there's everybody together. But on voting day, they discourage you wearing anything when you walk in there, even as a voter.
This guy was doing it, and he didn't, and no one said a word to him. It's referred to in this story as a, let's just say, a poop show. But they use the S word and not the poop word. The volunteers at caucuses are not allowed to show a preference for a certain candidate. Well, that wasn't enforced last night. Trump himself, it says here, crashed a speech that Glenn Beck was giving in support of Ted Cruz. Glenn Beck needs to go to a home somewhere and calm down. He's lost his mind. And Ted Cruz and Mr. Rubio were second and third. And we're trying to spin this in their favor as, isn't it great that we're staying close to Trump? And it didn't come off particularly smooth or elegant. It looks like that they're just, you know, we're number two, yay. And that's really not how you win this.
We're
whole
better
thing.
At being number two than the other guy who's sometimes number two.
And they just come off as kind of goofy. And Rubio was talking about Ohio next and saying stuff like go Buckeyes. And it's, come on, man. It's just, it's so predictable. But Trump was his usual self in victory with his entire family out there, his kids and his wife, who I assume can speak. I'm not sure. She's no Jackie O either. But she, what's she, about 19? She's as old. She's as old as his kids. And so her name is Melania, I believe. And wouldn't she make a nice first lady? We may find out. So he won that last night. And now everybody heads back to this part of the country for the big event on Tuesday, Super Tuesday. We'll most likely will define this even further and get Bernie Sanders out because he has no business being. He's just in the way, as is Mr. Kasich, who is a smart guy. But nobody's paying attention to anybody but Trump. And you watch these people, just the man on the street stuff, and they have fallen in love with this television star who is, he might be our next president. This is the culture that we have created, and he is the perfect candidate for this culture. And it's incredible to watch this. It is not politics as usual. And CNN kept running their different little polls last night. And in one of them, Americans described themselves as angry. So that's why they're all lining up beside Mr. Trump or behind him, because he is the angry candidate and the non-politician in the bunch. So it was kind of fun to watch last night. And now we'll move on to Super Tuesday, which involves Tennessee and Arkansas and some other states, and there are some caucuses, and the whole thing is too complicated, and it doesn't need to be that way, but it's just that's the way it's always been, so God forbid we change anything.
Well, around here it's pretty simple. If you're in Tennessee or you're in Arkansas, you go to your voting place at some point during the 12-hour window, and you go to the machine and you vote and you're done.
I just wonder if we will follow suit, and by we I mean this area of the country, with the record numbers of people that are voting.
Well, I hope so.
I do too. I do too. I think it's. I think this is most likely driven by Trump and the excitement that people see around him. They act like the guy is a movie star and not a candidate for president, which I think is, well, it's certainly different. It's a little bit unsettling, but I don't understand what people think he's going to do any differently if he is the president. Is he going to go over and have a fist fight with Mr. Putin in Russia and then go to Germany and fight the chancellor there, Miss Merkel, and then fight everybody who we don't like? Just a fist fight and get it over with?
I don't know, but it's certainly stirred the pot, and that can't be anything but good.
I think it's great.
I think a lot of Trump also opened up a door for Bernie to take advantage of.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he would have gotten the traction that he's gotten without the attention that has been fostered on Trump.
It's the non-politician vibe. But Bernie just does not have the same kind of charisma and the same forces behind him that Trump does. He's raised a bunch of money without super PACs, which he has, and that's part of his entire spiel every time he talks. And Trump keeps doing the same things, the same hand gestures, the same what a badass he is. He's going to have to start talking about the real issues and policies before too long. So that was last night. Also last night, in this part of the country, there were some really, really bad storms. Luckily, all we had and have had so far is heavy rain and some winds. Mississippi, the south part of that state, Louisiana, there were 7 funnel clouds that killed at least 3 people in tornadic activity down there. That's a drag. The Convent, Louisiana, I'm not sure where that is, Purvis, Mississippi, and they expect to find more damage and maybe some more ugly stuff this morning. There are people hurt. And schools are closed. Power is out. But that part of the South, Alabama and Georgia among them, those states, all 4 states, were hit by severe weather. We just got this incredible rain that continues. And the map up here on the TV shows it kind of spinning around. It probably isn't cold enough to do anything of any severity here, but it can stay messy for a while, so for goodness sake, and people are driving like there's 8 feet of snow out there. Stop going 20 miles an hour. You're part of the problem. Move. So there is a winter weather advisory now until noon.
Right.
That just popped up there.
So we might get some snow flurries, which amounts to white fluffy rain.
Yes, on top of wet, warm rain.
Right.
So that doesn't do anything.
No, except it freaks people out because it's flakes in the air.
Oh, yeah. So I just stay home. That's our advice. It's just don't go anywhere. It doesn't matter anyway.
There might be snow flurries. I can't come into work today.
Yes, I think that's a good philosophy to have. So today we'll have Jim Holt about Memphis in May, and then Shea Flynn can give us his take on this political circus that continues to dominate the news. Other things happening. The Grizzlies tonight play the Los Angeles Lakers, and Kobe Bryant, I assume this is his last trip to Memphis. And he's doing an extremely gracious and kind thing. I'm not sure if he's doing this wherever he goes, but it is a nice way to be remembered and to go out. He is giving money to buy enough shoes and backpacks for up to 12,000 Shelby County school students. Now, that's pretty strong. Some folks don't like him for various reasons, allegations of his past behavior in a hotel room with a maid or whoever it was. But that was years ago, and I guess we just kind of, forgive and forget. But Kobe is given the dough, and it goes toward the area's Shoes for Kids campaign, and this is all thanks to Kobe Bryant. That's a pretty nice touch. Tonight also there is a food drive being held at the ballgame. You can bring non-perishable items or money and get a buy one, get one free voucher to see the Grizzlies play Phoenix Sunday, March 6th. So they're doing some good things down there. The bad news for the team is that Mark Gasol is out for the season. That whole thing was kept quiet for a week or so, and now Mark had his foot operated on, I guess, day before yesterday. He is lost to this team for the year. So here's one more instance where you pay somebody like him $20 million a year for 5 years, and he's out. very, that must really frustrate the pee out of those in charge.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure Coach Yeager's
ecstatic
about it.
Just thrilled about that. So that is one of the stories. And Mark Luttrell, who is the county mayor and a longtime friend of this program, a very nice man who I think may be getting bored being the county mayor because I guess there just isn't that much to do, says he is seriously considering a run for the congressional seat being given up by Stephen Fincher. I bet the other eight guys who have already announced are not happy about that because Mark is very well liked and would maybe win that. I don't want to say easily, but he would be the eighth person. Seven have already filed, and he is in his second four-year term as the county mayor, and Mr. Fincher bailed. Some folks say because the area in which he would run has changed, and he wouldn't be as favored as he might have been previously. So if the county mayor chooses to do that, it'll be interesting to talk to him and see why he chooses to do so. And if he does that, we'll drag him up here, and he can tell us himself. He's a very nice fellow, and we always enjoy seeing him. There just hasn't been much reason of late to have him on because there wasn't anything going on. They have money in the bank, and I guess he and Terry Rowland on occasion have a little spats. But Terry just likes to stir the pot and just bitch. But that's fine.
Yeah. He gets mad that the Memphis City Council gets all the publicity.
Yeah, so he wants to get on TV too. And hey, who doesn't? So that's them things in the news, and we'll have, there are other things to cover about how sales of cereal are down. This story is goofy beyond belief. A lady, I don't know if you ladies heard this story. It is worthy of note about talcum powder use and where you put it on your body and to stay, let's say, fresh. One lady was killed by this, and it was proven that the use of this stuff gave her or caused her to have ovarian cancer. Johnson & Johnson, who produced this product, are having to pay her $72 million. I guess this lady used baby powder and their products called Shower to Shower for many years, and apparently it got in the wrong places and gave her ovarian cancer, and that was proven in a court of law. And now Johnson & Johnson is writing a big check, which I'm sure they're not pleased about at all.
Well, the check's not big enough for them to still be in business, and it's sad that it's Johnson & Johnson because it's somebody that
they've been around forever and ever and ever. That's just one of those names that you have always known. So, but if the stuff has got something funky in it that you're, you know, getting in your private parts that causes cancer, that's not good. So there are other things we will run down to you. The entertainment news of the day, which is slim to none. And we'll know about the Beale Street Music Fest lineup and all of those things later on this morning. Memphis House Hunters are our good friends in the house selling business. Michael and Nikki work for the Remax folk. They have an entire staff, and they outsell everybody in the state year after year, and get you good deals on the home you wish to sell. And you can do it with them. Go to the website, memphishousehunters.com, or call Michael for an appointment, and they will talk to you about what the house should go for and hook you up with buyers and sellers. 685-6000 is the phone number, and they will sit down with you, lay out the details, and you're off and running, and the house will be sold. Danny knows firsthand.
Yes, they did it in less than a week for my family, and an average agent sells 7 homes a year. Michael and Nikki sold 60 homes last year, and what's even better is they were all at top dollar.
Very good. Something, 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 6,000 is that number.
685-6000.
Yeah, I totally spaced it. Okay, thank you, Michael and Nikki. Y'all drive carefully. It is dark and funky out, and the roads are wet, and it may get funkier. But we'll watch that for you, and we'll talk to our friend Jim Holt shortly and run down the sports news, what there is of it, along with your emails, mail@drakeinthemorning.com after this.
Gentle and true. Well, I broke the heart over someone.
Coming up, we're going to lay out the Beale Street Music Festival 2016 with our friend Jim Holt, president and CEO of the operation. we have every day here in front of us, and it's very impressive, I think. People are going to be really, it is well-balanced, and it's not predictable. There's a lot of good things on here, so we'll share that with you in a moment after we run down the sports news and the emails, and there aren't many of either, I wouldn't suspect. The lead story is that Mark Gasol is out. He will not be here for the playoffs. Maybe out 4 to 6 months. Apparently, this story was known in Spain, but nobody here knew it or something. But now it is common knowledge. He had his foot surgered on, and he is out. He broke his foot, and so here's one of your key guys, and he's gone for the season. And does this team have? Well, they have all these new bodies in place, and they prepared for the future with four or five new draft picks. But can this nucleus make it into one of the eight spots in the Western playoffs? We will see. So that's coming up tonight. The Grizzlies play the Los Angeles Lakers at the Forum. Kobe Bryant's last appearance in town. I'm sure he'll get a warm send-off after his 18 years of service to the NBA. And once again, a very nice touch as he is giving the money to buy shoes and backpacks for 12,000 Shelby County school kids. That's a really, really sweet thing to do. So good on him for that. The Redskins of the National Football League have announced that Robert Griffin III will not be a part of the team next year. Bye-bye. I'm not sure how much they owe him, but here's one more case of a guy who won the Heisman Trophy and was going to be the end-all and be-all, and now he's out of here. Just one more guy that was all flash and just either had a bad attitude, didn't listen, was always hurt. Teammates didn't like him, and now he's being moved. Bye-bye. But somebody will no doubt pick him up. Probably the Cowboys. That'd be just super. So that is, those are the two biggies. There were five NBA games last night. The association scores: Orlando beat Philadelphia. Washington Wizards beat the Pelicans. Sacramento over Denver. Utah beat Houston, and Portland beat Brooklyn. And tonight, the Grizz. Tigers play tomorrow night, and we're hoping for some good things for them as they head toward this tournament. And with some right breaks, they could get themselves in a better spot, but we'll see if that is to happen or not. Nobody knows. In the meantime, it is a windy and wet morning. Rain chances for this day are 100%. So be careful, pay attention, and get to where you're going safely. Email address here, mail@drakeinthemorning.com. People say stuff.
Yeah, we got an email from Lee Ann with the Mid-South Military History and Civil War show that's going to be coming up in early March. And they want to let us know that the Vietnam War Traveling Memorial Tribute is going to be showing up there as well. That's going to be March 4th, 5th, and 6th at the Agra Center.
Okay.
So that is a very big thing that you will want to check out.
Yeah, that's been here before, too.
A couple of times, yeah. But it's a powerful exhibit to see anytime it comes through.
Yes.
And Andrew says, not sure if y'all watched the FX show People vs. OJ. Well, you haven't been hearing us talk about it, I guess. But they did something interesting last night. The John Travolta character dropped the F-bomb, and no one edited it. Now I ask y'all, as media personalities, are they going to get fines, or is that acceptable, or what's the deal?
FX has different boundaries than network TV does.
Right.
Justified, and there are other shows. The S word has always been acceptable, but the F word, I'd never have heard it on anything else on that show. So I don't know if that was not caught by it's hard to believe that a show at that level that wasn't caught. But I don't know. I mean, he is John Travolta, so.
And it's FX, so it's not being broadcast. It's going through your pay service.
And the so. F stands for, well, now we know what it stands for.
There you go.
I have no idea.
Let's see. And we got one.
But there was an interesting aside that the people at the jail where OJ is residing are making him watch this.
Are you reading my mind? I was watching it last night and had that thought.
They are making him watch it.
It's great.
Just to make him miserable. And they say that he sits in the corner muttering to himself as if he is losing it. But he's really? having to watch Cuba Gooding Jr. play him, knowing all the time that, yeah, he cut her damn head off and her boyfriend, too. And he's watching it from his jail cell in Las Vegas for another crime. Boy, karma's a bitch.
And it's interesting that he's losing it because they show him lose it a lot in the while he's in jail waiting for the trial.
He's almost 70, and they say that he is showing signs of really, I guess dementia or something, but he's just...
Does he have the concussion disease?
I don't know. He might. It's just hard to imagine what he once was. He was an incredible football player for the Bills. Then he was an actor, and he was the juice, man. He was OJ. You can't go cutting your wife's head off, though. That will ruin your entire image.
it just puts
a real damper on your entire life. So don't cut off your wife's head today.
And we got one more in from Paul, who said, I was talking to a friend last night who resides in the Rio Grande Valley area of Texas, where there's a significant Hispanic population. And he commented that there appears to be much more support for Trump by Hispanics than the mainstream media would have us believe.
Hmm.
Of the 53 million Hispanics in the U.S., about 10 million identify themselves as Republican, and Trump appears to have the support of many of them.
Hmm.
And he links a story to... And support this, which I haven't had time to check out yet, but he said, these are strange days that we live in.
They just want jobs building that wall. So they're all kind of going to kiss his ass to get a gig to build the wall.
Well, maybe the Hispanic population in the U.S. that are citizens and can vote are really pissed off at the illegals that have snuck through and
maybe.
Don't have a whole lot of sympathy for them.
Well, maybe
I'm speculating. I have no idea.
I talked to a Hispanic yesterday, and I didn't really get in deep of why, but... He said he was voting for Bernie, and I said, really? He said, well, I just don't want Hillary to win, so I'm voting for Bernie in the primary, so Hillary won't win because I'm afraid she'll beat Trump because I'm a Trump supporter.
Wow,
I'm just starting to, and I don't remember the occasion on which this arose, but it did, that somebody on this program suggested to us, or we saw it someplace, that Trump was in this and was doing these obnoxious things and this whole act in an effort to make sure that Hillary won the presidency, because if he and she were pitted against each other, that she would win, because how he has acted towards, well, how long is the list now? Women, Hispanics, who was it this week? I forgot.
The Pope. He got into a tussle with
the Muslims,
the Catholics and Muslims. So, but then again, I saw all this video of these various females who just love him. He's the man. He's the man. So I don't know. It certainly is like watching some kind of it's a freak show that never ends.
If you have anything you want to share with us, then please do. The email is open and working all the time. mail@drakeinthemorning.com is the address for that.
All right, Jen, thank you, sir. We'll do a little break and come back and speak with our friend Jim Holt, the president, CEO of Memphis in May, and lay out this great lineup for you for this year, April 29th, April 30th, and May 1st in Tom Lee Park. It's the Beale Street Music Festival 2016. All details coming on that in a moment.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.